This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Vaccines are now being made compulsory across many European countries, and there have been rallies against mandatory vaccines in many countries, and it's all heating up. The vaccine industry, of course, wants everybody to be forced to take all their vaccines at gunpoint, essentially, by the government, so that you cannot say no. Now, recently in Detroit, in the United States, a woman, last name Breedow, she was jailed for 5 days because she refused to have her son vaccinated. And while she was in jail, the state forcibly vaccinated her son all at once with all the vaccines that are on the childhood immunization list, which, of course, the vaccine companies keep growing larger and larger so they can sell more and more vaccines, even though the actual science behind all of this is highly fraudulent, dubious. It's quackery at its worst. But now the big push in the United States is compulsory vaccines across the country, just like they're doing in Europe. This is the push. And through people like California State Senator Richard Pan, who took money from Big Pharma and then pushed SB 277 in California that required immunizations of children before they could attend school. With that kind of effort underway, the push is on. And this is the rise of medical tyranny in America and around the world. And it's important to understand the underlying principle behind mandatory vaccines is the idea that the government owns your body. The government owns your body, and they will assert that they own it by forcing you to be injected with toxic substances, including toxic heavy metals, including unknown viral strains, and including live viruses, plus adjuvants that cause inflammation throughout the body. They will force you to do this because they, the government, they believe that you do not have the right to say no to their invasions or their what's sometimes called medical molestation. They are medically assaulting you. They are molesting you with medicine when they force a vaccine on you or your child without your consent. Now, the reason I'm bringing all of this up, and by the way, read vaccines.news to stay up to date on all of this. We're covering it there, among many other sites, but vaccines.news is where you can stay up to date. What I anticipate is going to happen, and I do not want to see this happen at all. And again, we never want to see violence used to resolve problems. But there are people who are very sensitive and tuned in to what goes into their body. They pay attention to what they eat. They pay attention to the lotions that they put on their skin. They are very sensitive to chemicals. And to them, to many of those people, an unwelcomed, invasive assault on their body is an assault with a deadly weapon because a vaccine can kill you. People are killed every year in America. Children are killed by vaccines. And so a forced assault on your body with something that could kill you is, by definition, an assault with a deadly weapon. That's a felony crime. We want our health freedom. We want our medical freedom. We don't want to see anybody feeling like they have to resort to violence to defend their bodies against an assault by a pharma-corrupted government rooted in quack science and chemical indoctrination, which is what the vaccine industry has become. And that's why it's crucial that all of us who believe in human rights and basic medical choice, and all of us who believe in the principle that you own your own body, we must fight through peaceful means. We must fight to educate people. We must fight through the courts. We must fight with peaceful public protests. We must fight through the media, through the internet. We must educate, expand awareness, raise consciousness about all of these issues. And that's how we win, not by somebody shooting a doctor. That's not going to help anybody in the long run. That's only going to make the problem worse for people who believe in human freedom and freedom of choice. You know, what else is interesting is that, of course, the political left in America today is considered pro-choice on the issue of abortion. And that is, of course, grounded on the idea that women own their own bodies. And I agree with that principle. You own your own body. The government doesn't own your body, and the government has no business penetrating your body, injecting you with something against your will, or forcing you to undergo a medical procedure that carries risk without your consent. It's very simple. It's a basic humanitarian divine right. This is probably described in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations. And yet the vaccine industry wants to override those rights. Well, I wonder what the abortion advocates are going to say, because they believe that you own your own body, the government has no business telling you what to do with it. Are they suddenly going to contradict themselves and say, well, except for vaccines, then they can penetrate your body and inject you with foreign DNA? Is that going to be their explanation? Because if so, their entire narrative collapses, their philosophy collapses into ruin, because it's not consistent. You see? So keep an eye on this. This is coming. The medical tyranny is coming. We, the people who believe in human freedom and believe in medical choice, we must continue to exercise restraint. We must remain peaceful. We must focus on the science and the medicine, which is all in our favor. All the facts are on our side. The vaccine industry is steeped in corruption, collusion, fraud, and deception. If we simply expose the truth about vaccines, we will win. Without a gun ever being fired by anybody against anybody else. But if you want to know who's really killing people today, it is the vaccine industry. They are murdering people at a rate that makes the Las Vegas shooting look like child's play. And yet, the media covers it up for all the reasons that you already know. So stay informed about all of this and hold your ground, but also remain peaceful, work to educate and uplift others, but stand up for your right to own your own body. And to say no to an intervention by a government that wants to invade and penetrate your body with foreign substances against your will. Read more at vaccines.news. Listen to my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And my main website is, of course, naturalnews.com. Stay safe, everybody. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.